At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss Corey's excitement for Christmas, we drag the Pope, we rank different slang terms for penis, we pitch Gay Shark Tank, and we review Troye Sivan's new album. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Good morning!
Hello, friend.
Hi, Corey. How are you?
I am so well. I have a confession.
Go on.
Guess what I'm ready for already?
Lent. Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, bitch. I'm ready for Lent.
Hell yeah!
And I'm giving you up.
You know, oh. Are we done with Catholicism yet?
I mean, with
all of what they're up to.
After I got,
if any other group had that many like rapists and pedophiles, you know, everyone would be like
the Republican Party.
Blink, 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 blink. Let's cut it off. But here they are, still handing out those flavorless wafers.
Yeah, drinking the Kool-Aid.
Drinking the Kool-Aid.
I mean, I think it was over.
The
for
one
me.
Good thing they've done: stained glass.
Yeah,
they did it right. They do it right.
They really did.
Who else? I mean, they have a monopoly.
I feel like that church
is it. Oh, I would say we're supposed to stop monopolies with the government's all about stopping splitting up monopolies, but like separation
of
church and state, maybe they got that.
Church and
they got
state.
That unlocked.
You know, that's my favorite separation.
And if you come for me for coming for
Christ I'm going to pray for you.
Those in stained glass houses, honey. Okay. Don't throw the first rock, baby doll. Okay.
You are very.
The Pope can eat ass, okay?
Maybe
once
he does.
I put Google was all, who are your dream collabs? Let's try to make them happen. You know, because Google's all owning YouTube and whatever. So I said the Queen, Pope, but now I'm going to strike him from the list.
You should.
He's kind of done.
Well, I heard this new Pope's like, okay, right?
No, he does not support trans people.
Oh.
And so when it comes to people are like, oh, he's the most LGBTQ plus friendly. Bitch, if you only are kind to the gays and you don't like trans people, then no, you're not the most LGBTQ plus friendly. You can fuck off.
There you have it.
Anyway,
that's how
what were you excited for? It surely wasn't Lent.
Sue sees it.
What were you saying?
You were very close. Like you were very,
okay, let me keep guessing then. Okay. Easter.
No, bitch.
Pastels for Easter.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm in the mood for.
I just bought a really cute short long sleeve button down from Topman, and it's all pastels. And I thought, this is very American Apparel. American Apparel's done, but it's back.
May she rest in peace.
American Apparel's back, though.
What is really, it?
It's on. It's you can buy online.
Well, I buy it on Amazon. Which probably
you can buy
isn't
it on AmericanApparel.com.
I know you tried to come for me because I have that gray tank top from American Apparel that I've worn for years, but guess what? I have four.
I have one of them.
You have you one
left,
of mine?
Yeah, you left it at my house.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So what are you excited for?
Well, if it's
A Star is Born. Is it A Star is Born?
No, bitch.
That's the second coming of Christ.
Well.
Did you see all of the critical acclaim? It to be who I am. As a Lady Gaga fan who has stuck it out thin and thick, I endured during Art Pop. I made do to all the Madonna comparisons. And here I am witnessing all of the gays coming back and saying, oh.
Welcome back, Gaga.
And I want to say, you fake motherfuckers. I've been here since day one.
You never gave up.
I requested Art Pop. I said, I held up the notes app and I wrote, can you please play applause to the gay DJ at the club?
At Toad Hall?
Yes.
And did he?
No.
I still tell my roommate all the time to do that. He's like, should I put in a request? I'm like, just type J-Lo on a note and hold it up.
No, you have to at least
like add
an smiley face or something.
Like
or
like an actual emoji.
The praying emoji.
Four praying emojis surrounded by, will you please play applause?
That emoji.
With a clap emoji.
Is that? People say it's the praying emoji, but some people say it's the high five emoji.
Well, that's what you should say because you said God is over. Christ is done.
He is. So last year.
The people who say it's a clapping hand?
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
Anyway, so what are you excited for?
I was just going to say Christmas.
That's it?
Bitch, listen, I got like a Christmas spice candle in my living room, and the other day I was like, fuck.
Because you haven't put it away since last year?
No, bitch. I bought a new one from Walgreens because it was on sale. And it's that wood wick, which you like, because it crackles when it fucking is lit.
I do like that.
So don't come for my spice candle.
Somebody recently said, that's too loud. I think Nick said that. My friend Nick. I was. What is
well,
it called?
He's got
playing
young
a candle?
Ears.
What do you call that?
Lighting?
I lit a candle.
You were playing a candle? Is that what you just said?
I had the candle on. And he goes, what is that noise?
Wow. Sensitive ears.
Yeah, I guess. Bat ears.
Do bats have good hearing? Aren't bats deaf?
All they do is hear.
I think bats are deaf.
They send out sonic waves or some shit.
That's
and then
from
it,
their
and then
brain.
It ripples and it comes back and they're all and they listen.
Oh, bats are blind.
Jesus, he was my roommate. They were roommates.
No, it's but he's gay. I mean blind.
No, the vine is and they were roommates. Roommates.
Bitch, I'm talking about that guy who climbed like Mount Everest.
I know.
And she's like, but he's gay. Wait, I mean, he's blind. Yeah, bitch, so I'm ready for Christmas and I have a spice medley candle in my living room. And I think, wow, wouldn't Christmas be nice?
You know what feels like?
Listen to the Kelly Clarkson Christmas album.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
We recently had, I had a night in, we all ordered food. And
let me guess, Domino's?
No.
It's all you ever
No,
order.
I don't think we did. I don't think we did. No, we got pho.
Why?
Because we all wanted something
Raymond
a little
Raymond wash off his pho?
No. Raymond wasn't there. And we were getting a little crazy, and I thought, and I was, we were dancing around. I put on Christmas music, and this was what?
Really?
What month was it? It must have been
August.
It was August. And everyone starts, you know, every time this happens, everyone starts tweeting me screenshots of my Spotify because my Spotify is public. And so everyone's like, why are you listening to Christmas music?
And you're like,
August?
Don't
I
come
said,
for
fuck
me.
Fuck off.
I have a spice medley candle in my living
the
room.
The joy of Christmas is not saved exclusively for post-Thanksgiving, I believe.
Right.
Anyway, so we were playing it and then I stopped dead in my tracks. I said, you guys, should we do something crazy? Should we put up my Christmas tree?
No.
And one of my friends who's an enabler who says yes to anything that I suggest is like, oh, we could. And if anybody tries to come for us, we could just make it the closest holiday themed. And then it's just a tree for
you
that
You know
holiday.
We know somebody whose mom who does that, right?
Who?
A friend of ours from San Francisco. His mom keeps the tree up all year round.
Give
and
me
makes
a
it,
hint as to who.
Scap.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Right.
No, they don't.
He said, I swear he said once that his mom keeps the tree up all year round and she makes
well, I was
like,
thinking about making a Halloween tree this
and
year.
And she makes a Halloween tree. She makes a Flag Day tree.
Flag Day.
She makes a Valentine's Day tree. She makes an Easter tree. She makes a Lent tree.
Lent.
No, just kidding. She takes down the tree for Lent.
Well, you have to abstain. It sounds like her biggest obsession is something she needs 40 days off of.
To decorate.
Decorating a tree. So she takes
so
the tree down.
So you judged me for being ready for Christmas, but you also wanted to put up your tree.
I'm good. Ready.
Glad I'm ready. To know it.
Well, I'm ready. And I'm ready.
Speaking of Christmas coming early.
Yeah.
I saw some.
Was all of that to get to something?
No, but it got us there, I guess.
Take me there, I guess.
You know who's going to be fully naked, showing penis and everything in an upcoming Netflix movie?
I don't know if I like the word penis.
Showing it's, cock and everything.
And I don't like the word cock. See, that, so these are the two extremes. Penis is too clinical. Cock is too raunchy. Can you just not say dick?
Dick. His penis.
And then schlong's a little bit like kooky.
I would never say
I really
schlong.
I could make a whole, you
what
know,
about
those
peeper?
Alignment graphs. Peeper. Peeper?
Yeah.
Peeper's up there with kooky and
I would definitely go peeper before I went schlong.
Peeper feels like grandpa said it to me, and I don't want grandpa talking to me about dick.
Yeah, well, I think that's
schlong,
all of it.
Schlong's too kooky. Peeper's too kooky.
Did you just want me to say dick?
Guess
who
what
shows
are some other
full
names?
Frontal dick. Cock.
Cock. Too raunchy.
Penis.
Penis too clinical.
Bone.
Bone?
I don't know.
Bone?
How do I not know slang words
might
for
be,
penis?
Bone might be right in the middle for me. Bone.
Bone. Cock, prick, tool, wang,
prick,
knob.
Prick, knob. Is,
chopper.
I know it means it's a little bit like.
They say in.
Chopper.
This is in British. In British. They say chopper is slang for penis. Well, don't get the chopper.
What
with
about ding dong tralala? Because I feel like you and I have said
when
that.
When you say ding dong, I think of penis, but when you say tralala, then I think of butthole too.
So whole groinal area.
The whole kit and caboodle. Yep. All of the
kitten
and
caboodle is a good drag name.
Kitten?
Kitten caboodle.
What if it's like Siamese twins called kitten caboodle and it's two drag queens?
I'm out.
All right.
I feel like I want I just came up with this TV show concept. Shark Tank, but I'm
okay,
a shark.
I'm already here for Shark Tank.
It's a panel of gays. They're all the sharks. And in walks different drag queens that pitch their shtick, their
okay.
whole to-do,
their
whole shebang,
name.
Their drag name, their look, their
wow.
everything. And maybe it's kind of The Voice, where I turn around and I hit a buzzer or something. You know, I like that fun.
Yeah.
But I do want to be like that one shark that's like, you know, have you watched that comedy special with Mateo Lane?
I did. I was just going to say I watched it the other day.
Where she's like, you know,
did the perfect Barbara.
I'm not.
I was literally going to say that.
I don't love.
She's like, well, you're a real smart girl. You remind me of me when I was a real smart girl, and you've got great ideas. But with that said, I'm out.
Who's literally Barbara? Who's the long-haired blonde?
Oh, yeah, she's Miss QVC.
Yes. What's her name?
Lori.
Lori. I like Lori.
I love Lori.
I like Lori, but she's not very adventurous. She knows what she's good at. But she doesn't really step outside of her zone or comfort zone. She doesn't take a risk.
No.
She's never a risk taker.
No. I feel like Barbara's just there, but she never actually backs any deals. Although I did see her like back
She's
a tricycle once. No, Barbara.
Damon,
yeah.
He does risky things. He goes with his heart.
Yeah.
Kevin, I hate. I don't hate him. But it's just,
really?
It's just between Kevin and Mark, they're both, I don't hate him. Between Kevin and Mark, they're both just like, they're there for the attention kind of. I'm like, are you?
Oh, well.
They're the Simon Cowells. They're not. They're there to like. Are they there to make a deal? Or are they there to just like showboat? You
well,
know?
He calls himself Mr. Wonderful. What
I
do
love
you
Robert.
Think? Robert's my favorite. That's whose
anyway,
name I was just trying
to
look
Lori.
Up.
I would love to. I would love Barbara or Lori to take my Shark Tank idea
to make this drag show.
No,
happen.
Well, no. To anything that I ever pitch, I would want to work with Barbara or Lori. But that maybe that's the gay agenda is to want to work with the woman in charge.
Well, listen, it's just women supporting women,
right?
Now, before we go any further, we just wanted to give a quick shout out to our friends at HelloFresh for sponsoring this week's episode. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so that you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. With HelloFresh, there's three plans you can choose from, either classic, veggie, or family. HelloFresh lets you easily rediscover the excitement of cooking and makes you feel more confident while cooking their simple recipes that are outlined, pictured, and have step-by-step instruction cards with each kit. HelloFresh believes cooking should be simple and convenient, not a chore. You won't spend all night in the kitchen because recipes only take roughly 30 minutes. There are many benefits of subscribing, so you can keep enjoying HelloFresh week after week. You spend much less time meal planning and grocery shopping so that you can get back to doing more of what you love. Now, I've been using HelloFresh for a few weeks now, and I absolutely love it. It completely takes the stress out of having to meal plan, and each week I just get a box delivered to my door, and it has three meals for me, picked out, ready to go, everything is sorted, and all I have to do is put it in the fridge and pull it out when I'm ready to start cooking. For a total of $60 off, that's $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/psycho60 and enter psycho60. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/psycho60 and enter psycho60 when you're checking out.
Lori, I like her because she's all, I like you.
Yeah.
I like what you do. I think I could sell a billion of
I'm
you.
I'm glad you support my Shark Tank obsession because you know I have
what
the
DVR. What were we talking about? We were talking about something.
You were trying to guess whose Ding Dong Tralala coming to Netflix this fall.
Oh, yeah.
Fall.
Tell me.
You're going to be very excited.
I swear to God, if it's that one twink that's in every new movie right now.
Who?
He's in all those movies, all those Netflix movies.
He already had the one who had his Ding Dong Tralala leaked?
Maybe. What's his name?
The
Noah?
The one.
Centineo?
Yeah. It's already out there.
Yeah. Oh, his news. Of, we,
I saw it on Tumblr.
Support if
I saw it on Tumblr. It was
well
confirmed.
We don't support. I wasn't if he didn't leak them himself,
listen,
then we don't support.
I wasn't searching it, but it came across my dash.
Anyway, well, it's just like, we get it. Enough. I want him to have a full career, but maybe not every Netflix movie for the next year.
He feels like he's being very that guy that
pushed down my throat.
You know, that's...
Which I wouldn't mind. What?
I'm trying to think of that guy who I think was pushed down my throat.
The Pope?
No.
Catholicism's really pushing him down our throats.
Name? Oh, my God.
We've had enough.
I'm going to have to go to IMDb. Miles Teller. Bitch, I felt like they were shoving him down my throat for so long, and I thought, I hate you.
No, you don't. I loved Whiplash.
I loved Whiplash.
I loved Whiplash.
Whiplash, yeah, I own it. I got it on Blu-ray.
Every time we're all hanging out and everyone's like, what movie should we watch?
Whiplash.
I say, should we watch Whiplash? Ugh,
man,
it's fun. It's crazy.
Why don't we live in the same city anymore? No one will watch Whiplash with me either.
I would.
Wow. What are you doing after this?
I have to film a video.
Yeah, I'm going home.
Great.
So, you know who schlong's coming to the big Netflix?
Who?
You're really going to be
who?
So excited that I told you this.
Who?
Your favorite person with a popular name.
Matt, Michael, Kevin.
No, there's a bunch of them in Hollywood. You're always like, ooh, which one's your
favorite? Chris Pine.
Chris Pine's dick.
Chris Pine?
Chris Pine's dick coming to Netflix.
You know what? This is just like when I have always loved Lady Gaga. And as soon as his dick's going to come to Netflix, everyone's going to realize what I've been saying all along.
Yep.
Chris Pine is the superior Chris. Wow. I've said it since the start. Everyone's doubted me. I've had my naysayers. I've had my Judases.
Yeah, you really have.
And now, as his schlong
makes
the big debut.
Big screen debut.
The small screen
debut. I heard the movie was boring, but his dick's in it, so I guess we have to fast forward.
Lord knows I'll do the dirty work.
I'm going to have Siri set a reminder for you, so when it comes out, you can watch it.
Set your reminder. Come on with it.
Speaking of Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
You want to talk about her?
What's there to say?
Did you know that Gaga's Rockabye Baby album came out? Do you even know what a Rockabye Baby album is? Do you?
Go on.
Are you curious? Is your interest piqued?
Yes.
It's all Gaga songs, but just like instrumentals, like to like a baby style tune that you play for your kids so they'd sleep when they're baby. They do these with like Maroon 5 has one.
Where is it?
Probably on Spotify.
No.
Yeah, hold on. I was gonna.
Are you trying to tell me Lady Gaga has had something happen to her that I don't know about?
Bitch, it's her Rockabye Baby lullaby renditions of Lady Gaga songs coming out September 21st, and the track list is Born This Way, Edge of Glory.
Okay, so as of recording this, it hasn't come out, but when this episode comes out, it will have been out. So then I'm not so wrong.
Yeah, it'll come out after this episode. But Born This Way, Edge of Glory, Bad Romance, Poker Face, Just Dance, Alejandro, Paparazzi, Telephone, Perfect Illusion, Applause, You and I, and Million Reasons, all scored to the theme of lullaby, like renditions.
I'm ready for my REM cycle, baby.
I feel like
put
this is going
to
be your,
my
new,
back.
Your new ASMR.
I'm in like a hymen.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I don't know what's worse, like having to tell your boyfriend, like, when you take a nap, like, can we put on some ASMR or can we put on Gaga?
I'll tell you what's worse. Saying, can we put on ASMR boyfriend whispers as if his whispers aren't enough? I need a fake boyfriend to whisper to me so I can fall asleep. We were sleeping the other night. He told me this last night. He goes, do you remember what you said to me in the middle of the night? I said, what? He said, well, I went out into the living room and I sat on the couch and I looked up dentist because my tooth was aching. And I said, okay, well, first of all, you're a freak. And then he said, oh, yeah, I came back to bed and you said, well, where have you been? And he said, my tooth aches. And apparently in my sleep, I said, I've got a great dentist, a great gay dentist. I'll give you my dentist.
That sounds like,
which is something I would say.
That is, I feel like you've
said
that
to
me.
Everyone, I do have a great gay dentist. If anybody needs a dentist recommendation, I get a free cleaning every referral. So
really,
I'd really like to rake them in.
Do you really?
Or maybe a whitening? I don't know.
Wow,
what's the difference these days?
Well, I'll set the
for these old twofers.
Well, they're fake. So how many times you need to get them cleaned anyway?
Please don't expose me for my veneers. I don't have veneers.
Prove it. Show me the roots.
I daddy Yankee out a tooth to prove to you.
Yes, bitch. Show me the roots.
Come pull them.
Come pull them.
Come tie a string around one and then slam the door.
I will wait till you go to sleep to your Lady Gaga Rockabye album. Okay. I'm going to snatch her too.
Have you listened to the MNEK album?
No, but I've been listening to, like, I feel like he's had a lot of singles on New Music Friday on Spotify.
Really?
Which ones? I have been checking out because I do love him. And
Which songs have they put on New Music Friday?
Well, I can't tell you now.
Well, baby.
It's been weeks.
This album, I absolutely love.
So you're saying I should listen to it when I go back to the airport today?
I can give you like the standouts, but I would recommend listening all the way through because it's one of those albums that it reminded me a lot of Destiny's Child because the end of the song transitions into the next song.
I like
that. He has a lot of interludes. I really liked it. It's really good.
I'm into that.
One of the songs made me cry. The very last song.
He has one song that I've liked for
Tongue,
a very
color.
No. Hold on. It's like a feature.
Never Forget You.
No, it's called, oh God. No, I'm not going to be able to think of it.
I don't know. It's a good album. You should listen to it.
I will check it out.
Between that and Years and Years and the Troye Sivan album, it's a lot of good queer music.
Don't you think we should talk about the Troye Sivan album?
Well, baby, what's there to say?
I have opinions.
Tell me more.
I feel like we're not giving...
Is it going to be controversial?
No. We're not giving the kids a full... We're not giving them a full Queen's edition, but I'm happy to dive right into this album.
And let's explain. To have a Queen's edition, you really have to have the Lady Gaga caliber of discography. So, Troye, you'll get there, but baby, this is album what? TS2.
Yeah.
We'll see you at TS4.
Right. Unless we're going back to Trixie.
or the what's it called EP?
Wait, before the Blue Neighborhood?
No, honey.
Rotten Tomatoes?
No. The June Haverly EP.
Oh, I guess I didn't
catch that. A throwback for the real fans.
Guess I didn't catch that.
Okay, so what do you have to say about Bloom?
I want to know, did you go to Target and get the little exposition with the two other songs?
I haven't been to Target since 9/11.
That's a lot. Three days ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I was going to say, you haven't been to your good sushi place then?
No, I've really not been.
Wow. Oh, yeah. It's because I heard you now hang out with sushi snobs.
I do, and I hate it. No, I haven't gotten the Target edition. Wow. So tell me.
Imagine, had you and I lived in the same city, we could go
I know
to Target,
you, we
get the
done
album,
it.
We got sushi, and we
So the Target edition
Whiplash.
Has how many more songs?
Just two.
Do you love them?
I haven't heard that, so I was asking you.
Okay, well, then maybe we'll have to go do that.
I guess I'm going to fucking have
so
to do
that. So let's just go track by track real quick. 17.
Love it.
It's the most incredible song he's ever put
did
out.
Did you see?
It is the best song he's ever put
did
out.
Did you see That's Kelsey Ballerini playing it on her Instagram?
So good.
I thought, this could be a country song. It is so good.
It is beautiful.
It gives me the feels.
Okay, great.
Love
I'm
it.
I'm glad we agree. My. Great.
Bop. Banger.
It's a bop. It's a banger. It's great. The Throttle remix really goes off.
Work
the good side.
I like it. As a whole album, I do listen to the whole thing straight through. Like
the hard part is when you've heard half the album before the album comes out, and then you listen to like the songs that you haven't heard, in out of the context of with the singles itself.
Yeah.
So yes.
Well, see, I think I did it right because I really didn't give The Good Side or Animal a whole lot of love until
the album came out.
I really was more of here for Bloom and My, and was like, I needed an upbeat bop and was like, I don't know if I want to have this slow mint.
I loved The Good Side.
But I do love it now, yeah.
It's given me, it's very Simon and Garfunkel-y or something like that where it's like folksy-ish or like
When I walk to the gym in the morning, I can start with 17, and by the time I get to the gym, I'm on Plum.
Well, baby, we're not there yet.
I know, but I'm just saying. And then it's like, and then I can do my little run warm up to Plum on the gym, on the thing, and then I go into like my gym music. Anyway, so I was saying I listened to it straight through because I listened to it when I walked to the gym.
Bloom,
great, love it.
Great, bottoming anthem.
Anthem for the bottoms.
We love
or that. The tops or the verse queens.
No, he says it's for bottoms.
Bottoms only.
Bottoms only, baby.
Nobody listens.
2018, tops are off the menu.
Nobody's listening to bottoms, baby.
I'm just a hole, sir.
Well, that's true.
Have you not seen that post? There's like a monologue that's like, I'm a hole, sir. I'm just a hole. And every time I listen to Bloom,
I think
of that.
That's what you are?
No. It's a hole. I'll link you. Postcard, I love.
Listen.
And this feature... It is understated.
Who is Gordy?
I don't know who Gordy is. Maybe we should research.
Of my slow bops on this album, I'm going to make a declarative statement and say this is my favorite of the slow songs.
It's up there for me too.
I listened to it probably four times in a row on the flight this morning.
I think that feature is so pretty.
It's like,
soft and sweet.
I love it. Their harmonies together.
So good.
I'm here for it.
Okay, great.
I slept on it in the beginning, and lately I thought, this is really, of the slow bops, this is my favorite one on the album.
Wonderful.
Now, before we go any further, we just wanted to give a quick shout-out to our friends at Stitch Fix for sponsoring this week's episode. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, and accessories to fit your body, budget, and lifestyle. Just go to stitchfix.com/psycho and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. You'll be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door. Then, you try them on, pay for only what you love, and return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. There's no subscription required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments to get your fix whenever you want. Stitch Fix's styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. Get started now at stitchfix.com/psycho, and you'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. That's stitchfix.com/psycho to get started today. Thanks, Stitch Fix.
Dance to this?
Dance to this.
Also, a song I didn't really give a lot of love to until the album, and then since the album came out, I'm very much into it.
I mean, iconic Ariana Grande.
You know when Ariana Grande says, bring those 501s closer.
Yeah, what is that? Is that a denim?
Is that a Levi's jeans reference?
Well, you know, when you're paid by Levi's, you have to give them the
every time
out.
She says, bring those 501s closer, I'm like, is she talking about those jeans?
Those jeans?
Are those boot cut?
Those tapered, pleated,
carpenter?
Acid wash carpenter jeans?
High-waisted? Did you say
high-waisted? Jeans?
Bootcut flares.
Well, I think that they were going to use those lyrics, but then they had to make it rhyme.
Yeah.
So bring those high-waisted bootcut pleated jeans closer. Didn't quite fit.
So they just went 501.
But fun fact, if you look at the CD booklet for the Target edition, you'll see that was an alternate lyric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have to check it out.
You'll have to check it out. Plum. As soon as the album came out, everyone was like, Plum. Plum's the one. Plum's the best song on the album. And then I heard 17. I said, y'all haven't heard 17. It's the first track on the album. Hilaire. Though, Plum is growing on me.
But didn't you feel like Troy was really pushing Plum? Like, I felt like I saw tweets of him being like, just wait till y'all hear Plum.
Sure.
I will say,
I like Plum. But I was just like, really, y'all about to like disrespect 17 like this?
It's just so tough.
Plum's good.
Like
Plum's good.
It's probably my second favorite on that.
I mean, here's my real truth. To be told by, how old is Troy right now?
21.
Troy Sivan.
I think he's 22.
Age.
23?
23. To be told by a 23-year-old he's that 10. Every Plum goes rotten, I'm like, shut up, you little youngin. You too will grow old.
I'm just a rotten hole.
I'm just a rotten hole. To be told by somebody that young that even the sweetest Plum
ripes. It's a real ripe for daddy.
Well, why don't you fuck off? Anyway, what a heavenly way to die.
Going through it as you approach 30, aren't you? What I've learned.
No, I'm actually fine. What a heavenly way to die. When I first saw that was a song on the track list, mm-hmm. It reminded me of course, the 500 Days of Summer soundtrack.
Oh, why? Does it have a song on there that's like that?
Well, it's got a song. What's that song?
I don't know. It's not my favorite movie. It's your favorite movie.
By,
Hall & Oates?
Great. Now that I Google it, all the lyrics are just Troy.
Wow. They have a song on that album called What a Heavenly Way to Die?
I'm on it.
I guess we're just gonna race.
No, we're gonna, are we? No. the Smiths!
Found it.
To die by your side is such a heavenly way to die.
Yeah.
No?
Please, please.
Anyway, so when I saw Such a Heavenly Way to Die, or whatever the song by Troy is called, I was like, oh, did he cover the Smiths? No. Anyway, I'm too old for this conversation. Lucky Strike.
You want to know?
Tell me.
That's my favorite one on
that's
the
album. Your favorite song on the album?
Yeah, it really is.
A lot of people were saying Plum and Lucky Strike, and then I really felt the disrespect for 17.
I go back and forth. I like play them back and forth when I'm in my car, and I'm like, okay, which one's better? Which one's better? And I just like, I love them both.
Animal.
I love it.
Love it, but.
That long intro?
Long intro.
I think. What are these sometimes pots and pans banging in the background?
I just sometimes I'm like, okay, people in the studio. I guess we could just tell Leland and Troy, if you're listening, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. I want to hear the song right off the bat. Let me play the damn song. I know you probably meant something with it, means something deep or some shit. The first.
It's like a 20-second intro. 15,
16, 17, 18 seconds in for it.
But I think I heard it with headphones the other day.
But I guess you do, you little artists.
I heard it the other day and there was like, I swear there was something going on. Someone scratching something or something.
It's a slow build, I guess.
It's like Breathing by Ariana Grande. Did you hear that if you play it backwards, it says something at the beginning?
Her grandpa.
Yeah, I can't believe we didn't even get to discuss that on our Ari Queens episode.
Well, would you look at that?
We've made it here now. And that's the that on that.
Have you heard of a pheromone party?
No. Well, does it include the drag queen?
Pheromone? No, baby.
Tell me more.
You smell people's sweaty shirts to figure out who you're attracted to. You can go. You bring your stink.
Wait.
Ripe for daddy?
I literally the other day was thinking
about this.
You
were at one?
No. I was thinking, what if... My thought process was, you know, when you go to like an gay party and mm-hmm. everyone's just there
stinking,
dancing, and everyone's like out of their mind.
Somebody lifted up my arm, smelled my damn pit, and I said, hello.
Someone did that to you?
Yes.
What I was thinking, oh, it's because I was watching Big Brother, and this girl has a keen sense of smell on Big Brother this season. Anyways, okay. I was thinking, okay. I was like, what if everyone was just on one, and it's, you know, it's so dark in those places. What if everyone just closed their eyes and just smelled their way through to see who they were most attracted to based on smell? What? I literally had that thought. I guess I invented pheromone parties.
So, would you go?
I would 100% go.
So, blindfolded, you'd go and you'd smell the stink, you'd... Follow your nose, your nostril
bitch,
to its
I would
deepest
be Toucan
desire.
Sam
oh!
up in that bitch.
Oh!
And I would follow my nose.
Well.
I don't think I would lift anyone's arm to smell. I would just like rub my nose on their backs.
Jesus.
Smell Christ. The nape of their neck.
Nape?
Yeah. Huh. Put my nose in their chest.
Well, and then what happens?
And then I say, I like how you smell, sir.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then they I don't know. You brought it up. What's the article say?
Well, you just do that.
And then what?
It's a San Francisco thing.
No.
Yes, baby, you can go.
Oh, my God.
You can go to this.
Bitch.
Dozens of 20s to 40-somethings.
Okay, I'm in.
And they go.
I guess we know what we're doing for my birthday next year. Bitch.
Jesus Christ.
I gotta go get my sniff on. Are you not?
Speaking of which, there was a study, okay? If you're next to someone on a plane who smells terrible, what would you do?
Bitch, plug my nose.
Okay, well, 38% of us would just sit there and deal with it like you. 32% would ask a flight attendant for a new seat. Can you even imagine?
No. Sometimes I sit there and I think, what would I...
32% would ask for a new seat.
And what about the last 30?
32. Okay, so 32% would quietly ask the flight attendant for a new seat. 25% would ask for a new seat but make up a different excuse. 5% would be confrontational about it.
And say, y'all smell?
Well, how do you say, you smell? Well, hello, stink.
Hello, odor?
No.
Well,
I have had this happen to me, and I just sit and... It could be a 15-hour flight, and I would endure it.
Yeah,
there's no world where I can muster up anything in me to say, bon voyage.
You stink.
Bonjour.
And like, wait, I just don't understand. I guess I would consider asking a flight attendant if I thought they would... do something for
surely
me.
A flight attendant would but say, like, girl.
You think they're going to, right. You think they're going to be like, let me trick this asshole I saw getting out of the plane to go sit by this stinky person?
Or,
and then when the person gets moved over by them, you don't think they're going to look at the flight attendant like, bitch.
No. They're asking for a seat for themselves.
Right. But somebody's got to take the seat you got out of. Or maybe I just fly on too many full flights.
Maybe there's an extra seat, I hope. I hope. Maybe. I don't know. What's worse, somebody who stinks or somebody who's trying to talk to you?
Oh,
I would rather have somebody who stinks.
I would. Well, no, I would rather have someone who's trying to talk to me because I just put my headphones in and I'm like, and just smile. And like,
no.
Bitch, my Lyft drivers and Uber drivers do that all the time. When I'm like going or to the airport or coming, I put in my headphones and they're trying to talk to me and offer me gum. And I'm like, no, thanks. And they're like, so where are you landing from? And I'm like, my headphones are in. Don't talk to me.
Well.
I'm a bitch.
You are a bitch. Well, speaking of bitch.
This bitch gotta say goodbye.
This bitch got a deuce. Well, not shit, but like deuces doesn't goodbye. Corey, where can people find us?
I am on Instagram. Tyler's on Instagram. Psychobabble's on Instagram.
Psychobabble, how do you spell it?
P-S-Y-C-H-O babble.
Righto, moose breath.
Okay, I spelled it wrong the other day, and I thought, I'm one of the kids now.
We're also on Twitter, Psychobabble on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's just Psychobabble.
There you
go. Go follow us. You can listen to us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on SoundCloud. All places for you. And if you're new to the podcast, go dive deep into our old episodes. You can go into any episode, and any episode stands alone, bitch. So you can really kind of like go hog wild.
And I want to say hello to our like friends that are listening.
Isn't it weird when we have like our actual like real life friends that are like, oh, I listen to the podcast. I'm like, wait, what? I probably talk shit about you.
Right. Well, since the comeback, I feel like I've had a lot of our like real life friends be like, oh, I listen to the podcast. It's funny. And I've thought, have you been listening this whole time or did you just start? Either way, hello.
And this is our way of telling you, some of you probably smell funky and we are not, we don't feel comfortable telling you in person. So maybe check it.
And we'll see you at the sniff party.
Okay, bye.
Life is a workout and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.